Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Prepare for glory!
I don't know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready?
I came out the womb wide ready.
And he's hit the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Throw it up above his head. They can't jump with me. Golly.
Only they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Who can make a play? I can. Who can make a play? I can.
All right, as you guys just heard, that was part one, or the first podcast before this was part one. This is going to be part two of, again, a league podcast. The league is our Dynasty League format. I am the commissioner of. I'm being joined by Mr. Daniel Sterrett and Elliot Lester, two of my league mates in this. This is not your usual fantasy football roundtable podcast. This is just a podcast with me and two of my league mates talking about one of our long-running Dynasty Leagues. So any of you who usually listen for any fantasy advice and everything from me and my other co-host, that is not really what this is about. Please feel free to listen. If you guys like it, you know, shoot me a DM. We'd be thrilled to do it on some of your leagues as well if you guys are interested. Audio is a little in and out here, unfortunately, and at times it does sound like we're kind of stuck in a fishbowl. And I do apologize about that ahead of time, but it was just a lot of fun. Wanted to throw it out there for our league mates to listen. So again, me, Mr. Daniel Sterrett, and Mr. Elliot Lester, and this is part two of the league podcast.
First and 10 at the Lions 29, and Prescott goes screen right. Elliott down the right side to the 25, to the 20, to the 10. Elliott to the pylon. Zeke Elliott, touchdown. 38 on the screen.
Second down at 10, takes the snap, gives it. Chubb runs, he's to the 15, he's to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. There goes Chubb, he's to the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Chubb-a-lubba hub! 92 yards!
Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs. Stay up!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
30! No!
10! Touchdown!
Are you kidding me?
What a miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle! Stephon Diggs! And the Minnesota Vikings have popped up on the New Orleans Saints! It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle!
All right, let's move on to my team now, Baker's Brigade. I won the championship last year. My team has just gotten fucking killed with injuries and everything. I got Kirk Cousins, who won't be with me much longer, hopefully. Then you got Baker. I got Saquon, Chubb, and Zeke. I picked up Mark Walton. I think he's actually going to do something, especially if Drake gets traded. Adams, Odell, Gordon, Hopkins, and then I just picked up Tate. And I got James Washington, Herndon, and Kittle at tight end. Go ahead, Dan. Give me your worst shot. And I got Dawson Knox on my taxi squad. My taxi squad is fucking god awful, but I do have Dawson Knox.
I want to sincerely apologize. I forgot you had Zeke.
Yeah, I do have Zeke.
So Ty's running back core is not there.
Thank you. I know. It's okay. It's all right. I mean,
Mark Walton's going to beat you this week, so that's all that matters.
Dude, can we talk about our let's just talk about our matchup this week?
It's going to be horrible. It's going to be the worst matchup in the league this week.
I think my projection was like 100 points.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let's see here. Let's just go to this. It's Jacoby Brissett, Frank Gore, Devontae Freeman, DK, Marquise Goodwin, Travis Kelce, Darren Waller. Yes, I'm starting two tight ends.
Yeah.
Because why not? Don't really care about kicker. We'll let you know whatever. Eric Kendricks, Jalen Smith, and the Eagles defense. Which Eagles defense? I don't know.
Well, hey, how do you think? I'm starting Seattle against Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel good. And that's my thing. I would, if Herndon was playing on Monday night, he would be starting as my second flex as well. I would not have Mark Walton in. I'm resorting to use Mark Walton, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Auden Tate, DeAndre Hopkins, and George Kittle. Which sounds great when you say DeAndre Hopkins, George Kittle, Barkley, but Barkley's coming back from an injury. Hopkins has done nothing outside of last week in week one.
He's due, though. But he's not going
to. He's been due all season.
I don't know if he's going to get a big one against Indy.
I don't think he is either. That's my problem.
He'll probably get like 8 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown, which will be enough to beat him.
Well, that's all that matters. Yeah, then I'll jump you in the standings, and that's all I care about right now.
Honestly, I'm not planning on winning. I mean, this is a bad week for me. It's a terrible matchup for both of us.
Yes,
it might be 105 to 98.
When you buy as heavily into the Browns as I have, it is hurting me really bad right now. Especially, and as I said, the one thing that a lot of people criticized on that Adams trade was I gave away a lot of depth giving up that trade. I gave up a pick. I gave up Phillip Lindsay and Kenny Galladay. I understand having Devontae Adams is an upgrade, but if you look at my wide receiver core with Kenny Galladay, but then add Phillip Lindsay into my running back depth, in my opinion, my team looks better having those two than having Devontae Adams.
But you would have played Phillip Lindsay all week, or be all year unless.
True, except for now, like what happened to me. Barkley went down.
Yeah.
And yes, I was relying on Chubb and Zeke, but what happens if one of those two goes down as well? I'm fucked.
You are.
I'm playing with
Burkett. That's what I talked to Ty about before the season kicked off, is like your depth. Like you have some huge playmakers, but obviously when one or two go down, what are you going to do?
Yeah, because like right now, Adams, who knows when Adams is coming back?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Really, who knows at all?
And you got
it
Josh.
Might be a few more weeks.
Yeah, Josh Gordon now with the knee too. Like I was counting on him to do something with Adams going down. So yeah, okay, I have Odell and Hopkins, but Odell hasn't done anything this year either outside of one game against the Jets.
And you said you're starting Walton and Tate this week?
Yeah, I have to.
Combine for 1 point this week.
Yeah, I have to start them. I don't have any choice.
That's
the problem. Yeah,
that's why I set my lineup this week. I was like, oh god,
is Herndon back this week?
No, he's hurt. He's out this week. That's what I'm saying. If Herndon was playing, he'd be in my lineup right now.
Goodness.
But he's out as well. So that's what I'm saying. Like I've been killed. Like I picked up in we do a dispersal draft. I took CJ Mosley in the second round
because
I was like, dude, he's gonna be legit. He's played one game, but granted, he got me 16 points in that one game. But ever since then, I've had nothing. Now, I kind of lucked into getting Shaq Barrett, not Thompson. I wish I had Shaq Thompson. Shaq Barrett, because JJ dropped him, who's still a top – he's been a top 10 IDP player for us. But, yeah, I mean, my depth is hurt.
Hell of a year.
I'm not expecting – going into the season, everything healthy, I honestly thought it was going to be me and JJ. I'm going to make the playoffs because of how top-heavy the league is right now.
Yeah.
But I don't feel – I could see myself getting knocked out in the first round easily because I don't think I'm getting a bye.
Yeah, I mean, the playoffs this year are going to be intense.
Yeah, it's going to be stressful as fuck.
It's going to be JJ and Ty and you, Matt, probably.
No, I honestly think I'm getting in at like the 4th through 6th seed. I don't think I'm making top three.
Well, I don't know if you saw my notes, but I had you as tied for second with JJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have the best like three-headed backfield, but you just need to get healthy. When they're healthy, yeah. Barkley, Chubb, and Elliott can combine for easily 70 points per week. Easy.
We say that, but – so here's my thing. Because I brought this up on a podcast before. A lot of us lately, or I feel like this year, are still buying into the names on the back of the jerseys, and they haven't been producing. I think Saquon's going to be fine. He's been hurt. Zeke hasn't done much. And I've been the biggest Zeke supporter. Love the kid from – obviously a Buckeye. But he really hasn't done much for the Cowboys this year. I'm worried. They've been using Pollard more often. With Gallup doing what he's done, taking a step forward, if you really look at it, Zeke's taking a step back in receptions as well, which is what his biggest thing was last year, catching almost 80 balls. With Gallup coming back and coming on, when Gallup was out, Zeke was catching balls. Gallup comes back in, Zeke's already going back down and not catching anything. So Zeke scares me. I don't think it's going to happen, but you mentioned it earlier. What happens when Hunt comes back in 2 weeks? Is Chubb still going to be the guy? Because if that doesn't happen, all of a sudden Chubb drops down too. Devontae Adams has made it sound like he's going to be out the rest of the fucking year.
For the Browns' sake, if they have any kind of playoff run, I think that'll determine it. If they're not, then who knows?
Well, I agree, but that's the thing. I love the guy last year. Freddie Kitchens is coaching like a fucking idiot this year.
Yeah.
So I can't trust in Chubb now. I can't trust in Baker, and I can't trust in Odell.
Well, I'm just saying, if you get in a playoff game, I think the three of those could easily combine for 60, 70 points.
They could, but I don't have any faith that they will. And with Adams, I don't know. He's got a – this is the same injury, and I can't remember who it was, that they ended up costing somebody the whole year last year. It was A.J. Green.
It was A.J. Green.
He came back and played one game and then was out again the rest of the year. And that's what they're saying is what's going on with Adams.
It's his ankle, right?
No, his toe. He's got that turf toe thing.
So when that injury happened, I thought he broke his foot. I really did. The way his foot
is
backwards – there's no way he didn't break his foot. So I wonder if it's actually something else that they're not telling us.
I mean, it might be. From everything I read, they were saying that it's exactly like the injury that Green had last year. And that's what happened is Green got hurt. He missed like 4 or 5 games, came back and got hurt again, and that next game was out the rest of the season.
Yeah.
He didn't come back and play. And that's what I'm worried is going to happen with Adams.
I wonder if they're just being overly cautious with him. Their Packers are first in the North.
Yeah, they're cruising right now.
They're cruising. I mean, why rush him back? You don't need to. You play the Raiders this week. Yeah, they're on a 2-win streak, whatever. But Aaron Rodgers is an Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna pull something out of his ass. He's a magician. So why rush Brandon?
He's got the refs on his team, too. So
I don't even want to talk about the refs this year.
It's bad.
It's just insane. But, I mean, why rush him back? I bet you if it was playoff time, he'd be in.
Well, let's hope so.
Switching sports real quick, you know, Stanton. Why is Stanton not playing?
Because it's hurt.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's playoffs. You're DH and you swing him back 3 times.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different.
Anyway, sorry. I don't really care about that. Just throw that out there. But as far as your depth goes, I mean, you're going to be fine. I know people aren't performing.
It's also the bye week, Kevin. Like stretch to where it's like you have an important bye week almost every week for the next like few weeks. It looks like you have Chubb off and then you have Elliott off next week and then you have Barkley off in a few weeks. So you're going to be forced to play Burkhead or Walton or one of these other receivers, maybe Tate. So, I mean, I can feel that, but
my biggest flaw in fantasy is bye week. I never look at it.
I don't ever pay attention to it because I don't care.
Elliott he looks at that stuff. In and out. I mean,
I don't, because like in the league that we did, your new one this year, I have like a bunch of people, like half my team is off in week 8. And my whole thing was, I don't care because, okay, so I'm going to suck for 1 week, but then I have my studs the rest of the season. So why do I care? So I don't necessarily, there's no wrong way to look at bye weeks, but for me, I personally don't look at it. Like it is what it is.
But like this week, both of us.
Yeah. it's fucking us.
And me. It's bad. It's really bad. I don't know if I need to start looking at it going forward, but it's killing me. But again, you're fine.
We'll see. You have a lot more faith in my team right now than I do.
Even if you don't have Devontae Adams for the rest of the year, which I don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't know. Would you be surprised if Barkley went for 20 touches and a 150 and 2 touchdowns?
Barkley's going to go off this week.
And then the same thing for Elliott.
Redskins, I mean? Who are they playing? Cardinals. I forgot. Cardinals are horrible against the Reds. I'm not saying I won't beat Dan this week. I just don't have that much faith in my team moving forward. With what I've seen from Ty and JJ and their players, I have more faith in them because their people are actually performing than my team. Let's talk about a Bears team, the last playoff team.
Hold on, let me backtrack one thing.
Yeah.
Do you think if the Packers happen to be
12-4?
One loss going into the fantasy championship weeks that they hold Adams back.
Yes, they will. I think they will.
I think they will too. So I just think that's something for you to look at like long term. Short term for this year.
That's been another concern that I've brought up. I said the same thing. What we saw them do with Zeke last year. Yeah. Now it doesn't look like that's going to happen now. But at the beginning of the season, I was like, if the Cowboys are that far up, they might end up sitting him in games that matter to me.
Yeah.
So I got it. That's what, another thing.
So Adams potentially might not play again this year. Yeah,
I honestly don't think he will.
You say that. I know they're cruising, but the NFC North is the strongest in the NFL.
It is.
But saying that, 10-6 might win the division.
They've already got a clean sweep.
They're already 5-1. They're 3-0 in division and 5-1.
But the Vikings are right behind them.
by a game, yeah, but
it's a game. It's still a game.
Yeah,
10-6 may not even issue wild card this year.
But for that division, I'm saying that there might be some weird wins and losses going down the road, to where 10-6 might be beautiful to win the division.
I think 11-5 or 12-4 wins that division.
That's only one game. All right, James Bear's team. I'm sorry, I'm the last team in the playoffs. So
Red
James
Lives Bear
team, Red Lives Matter, sitting at 4-2.
Ooh, he's got Jackson. I love Jackson this year.
He's been right there. I think he's missed the playoffs 1 year. The only two teams that have made the playoffs every year in our league so far were Elliott and JJ. That looks like that streak will break probably for Elliott this year.
Yeah.
But JJ, well, let's be honest, it should have broke for JJ last year.
Yeah.
We had a
flukiness.
Yeah, we had a thing go down in our league last year with an owner quit mid-year, so we had to change up some things. JJ technically should not have made the playoffs, but he did. James has only missed it once, as have I. Looks like James has a really good shot of making it in. QB's is anchored by Lamar Jackson, who, regardless of what you think of him passing, has just been killing it on the ground. He's got Melvin Gordon.
Might be his best running back is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon and Derrick Henry at running back. Wide receivers, good if Landry's healthy and Hill can still produce with more. Boyd, John Brown, Cobb, Teddy Ginn, Tyreek Hill, and Jarvis Landry. Has Ebron and Hockenson at his tight end. And has a couple good players on his taxi squad as well, in A.J. Brown, Paris Campbell, Deontay Johnson, Darrell Henderson, and Damian Harris. What is your take on his team, Elliott?
I am shocked that he only has four running backs on his lineup, and one's not even playing for an NFL team.
Yeah.
I think he needs to make a move for a running back like ASAP. I love Jackson. I think he's going to be number one or two quarterback this year. I think he needs to make a move for maybe a tight end too, or just kind of hope one of those two guys pans out the rest of the year. But Hill needs to be Hill for the rest of the year. Landry needs to be Landry for the next year, for the rest of the year. And I think he'll be fine. But I think he does need just another running back just for depth and other purposes to keep him afloat to going into playoffs this year.
What about you, Dan?
I know that if we were playing a was it Superflex?
Yeah.
League, he'd be winning right now with Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott. I'd be playing those guys every week. C.J. Anderson, I don't know if he's hoping for him to come off the couch again, you know, for some playoff team. I'd definitely drop him for sure. He's got Deontay Johnson on the taxi. I'd probably drop C.J. and bring up Deontay Johnson, honestly. He's definitely a keeper. His receivers, you're not going to keep Ted Ginn Jr. next year. You're not going to keep Randall Cobb. So bring up Deontay Johnson. Maybe help you a little bit on the depth chart there. But solid quarterbacks, you know, he's good there. Running backs, Derrick Henry. I know you're not a big guy, a big fan of him.
He's producing.
Elliott hates Derrick Henry. But
if I was playing Madden, I would put him as my fullback.
I was high on Derrick Henry this year. You know, my roommate Jacob, if he wasn't sleeping right now, he would probably bust enough Derrick Henry. He has been literally every single league. I'm not even joking. Melvin Gordon, solid. Even if he doesn't stay with the Chargers, which I don't even know. He probably needs to go somewhere else.
If I were the Chargers,
I would try to get something for him. You got Eckler. Eckler, honestly, looks better. Looks better than Melvin Gordon, in my opinion. Receivers, Tyler Boyd, hit or miss. John Brown is John Brown. I mean, he's just there.
Surprising to see he's only 8 points below Boyd.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Tyreek Hill's back and healthy finally. He was arguing, you know, with the coaches, and I don't think he had a first half touch on Thursday.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Started bitching to the coaches, and then what do you do? Caught a nice pass from Matt Moore. Took it for,
we were out for a touchdown.
55 yards or so like that. Did a little drumline celebration. Tyreek Hill's solid. He's going to be solid. Jarvis Landry, I know, Matt, you're, you know, big Browns guy. He's hit or miss, man.
He's a good wide receiver, three.
Solid receiver. Why does it have to be three? Who's two?
I'm talking about on his team, on James's team. He's a solid wide receiver
on the
three.
Itself,
No. He's a solid wide receiver three for James's team. That's all you need.
For James's team, he's a perfect flex.
Yeah, exactly. He has the wide receiver two upside. I'm not saying he's a wide receiver two, but he has wide receiver two upside, a guy you can throw in your flex every week.
Yeah.
You'll be happy if he gets you 7-8 points. So a lot of times you're not getting that from your flex. So, I mean, I don't think Landry is the end-all, be-all, but he's produced better than Odell this year.
Yeah. technically.
Not technically. I've watched every game, buddy.
But fantasy-wise, he hasn't.
Yeah, well.
That's what we're talking about here.
I forgot to point out a second best player, Patriots defense.
Defense is carrying
133 points.
Leicester's league right now, and it's quite amazing.
I mean, they're averaging a touchdown a week, I feel like.
Eric Ebron would have been, he'd probably be double points right now. He's at 30.1 for the year. He'd definitely probably be 65-70 if Andrew Luck was
there. I think he's droppable.
Drop him?
Droppable.
If you drop him, I'm picking him up right away.
All right. Get happy for 4 points.
Hey, why not?
Well, he's about to trade Darren Waller, so he needs a backup
tight end. He might need Ebron, yeah.
So, TJ, what was his very first game? He scored like
20-something, and then...
So, he scored 18 points the rest of the...
22 week one.
Still tied in 14 on the year, though.
I know, but...
And you know what?
He's got good depth.
The one thing you can say there, too, is he dropped touchdown last week. He had it in his hands, and he did drop it when it hit the ground, so...
Let's not talk about
that. I'm just saying.
Let's not talk about
that. Okay, sorry, my bad. Yeah, just bring that up.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. I saw it. But, I mean, it's still good depth to me. I know Elliot says he would drop Ebron, but I would still keep on Ebron. As far as everything else, I mean... He's the last playoff team?
No, I am. He's just sitting right outside.
I haven't tried for six in my playoff run.
He's a whopping 5 points behind me. So
I don't know if he makes playoffs.
Okay, interesting. Well,
here's the thing. So I know you guys are saying Andy's going to sneak in.
I don't think Andy's sneaking in. Andy's in. We were talking about Renfro.
Renfro's 2-4, I apologize.
Yes.
I don't think he's sneaking in. So honestly...
Well, don't give away all the playoff discussion yet. We're going to get to that in a minute. Golly, dude, you're horrible at this shit. That's a lateral tease right there. Why do we think Renfro might make it in the playoffs?
Well, what I was going to say is it's going to be between... It's going to be between me and Red Lives Matter, honestly, I think, for the last playoff spot.
Okay, interesting.
Is my take. And I'll leave it at that. That's a little tidbit teaser. There you go.
Okay. Well, next up is Matt Renfro's team. As I mentioned, one of the only teams that has not made the playoffs in our league throughout the entirety of it so far, sitting at 2-4. I think he actually has a really stacked team. He just really hasn't. I mean, Leonard Fournette coming on is helping him out this year for sure. He's got Sean Watson, Newton, Barber, Fournette, Dontrell Hilliard, Sony Michel, TJ Yeldon, Dare. I don't even know how to say his last name, but he the receiving back for the. There we go. That was close enough. His wide receivers, Robbie Anderson, Brandon Cooks, Adam Humphries, Alshon Jeffrey, Paul Richardson, Adam Thielen, got Ertz at tight end. And then his taxi squad, he's got a couple good players on there. I would promote Devin Singletary and Curtis Samuel, but he's got both of them.
Definitely Samuel.
And then Justice Hill and Miles Gaskin. Rodney Anderson was a great pick, in my opinion, by him. I think he's going to do something a couple years, but injured again, so maybe not. What's your take on his team, Dan?
I don't like Cam Newton.
Well, he's got Deshaun Watson. Cam Newton don't matter.
Would you drop Cam Newton?
Not in a league like this, just because having that guy as your second quarterback, I think it's just fine.
Ain't him boys 4-0 now.
Kyle Allen's not going to stay there. He's not going to Wally Pippen. What's going to happen is they're going to be like, Cam Newton's not fully healthy yet until Kyle Allen loses like 3 games in a row. They're like, Cam Newton's good to go, guys.
Kyle Allen has an interception. Exactly. He's like, all right, sorry.
And then Cam Newton's going to Superman in right out on the field. Cam Newton has
3 interceptions. All right, you're good.
I mean, just put McCaffrey at quarterback. He can do it all.
Exactly.
Right.
I would definitely drop Dontrell
Hilliard
for Singletary.
Fuck Hilliard. Sorry. Go ahead.
I would definitely drop Hilliard for Devil Singletary, and I would play Singletary for Ned and Sonny Michelle and ride that wave all the way to the road. That's just my opinion. I think we all agree. Curtis Samuel. Let's see who we drop here. Paul Richardson.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We'll see. The one,
Samuel.
Maybe Humphries.
The one thing I know, I think Adam Humphries is going to have a big week this week. Stop. But
against Tennessee's defense?
He plays on Tennessee. How's he playing the defense?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
But he does have – okay, here's my whole thing. He has Ryan Tannehill now as his quarterback. What does Tannehill oftenly target? His slot wide receiver. Where is Adam Humphries playing? Slot wide receiver. He's not throwing it to A.J. Brown or Corey Davis because he can't throw more than 10 yards.
Tannehill's got to get the cobwebs out of his shoulder first.
He looks better than Marcus Mariota did last week.
I mean, look at his stats. Humphries has broken 8 points once this year. I don't know if he does it again this year. Maybe once.
Well, that's an hour league. If you look in full-point PPRs, he's been double digits the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, but for our league, I think he's droppable. I would definitely.
Well, regardless, the one thing I'll say on Renfrow and not promoting Curtis Samuel is he doesn't need him right now. He really doesn't.
Yeah,
well, with his wide receivers.
With Anderson back, he's got Cooks, he's got Thielen. I'll be starting those three every week.
So here's the thing, because we're only increasing keepers by two. To me, it makes a little bit more sense keeping Curtis Samuel down this year. Now, if he loses, say, Brandon Cooks and Robbie Anderson, you're doing it. If you want to make a playoff.
No, I completely agree.
But with his stack, this is wide receiver core, I'd leave Curtis on. Now, Singletary, fuck that. Drop half your running backs. You don't need them.
Yeah.
Promote Singletary.
Singletary would hands down.
That's always been my biggest complaint about Renfrow is I feel like he plays too much for the long run sometimes and not so much for the here and now. If he promotes Singletary up, I think it's Singletary and Fournette, and you're benching Sony. And I think Sony's in for a good second half. Singletary's going to go off this week, I think. So you've got to play him, in my opinion, him and Fournette with as good as Fournette has been.
Play all three, Sony and Fournette and Singletary. And then for your receivers, you're playing Cooks and Thielen.
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's what I would do. Yeah.
I'd almost start Robbie Anderson, too.
I wouldn't this week.
As long as Sam Darnold's there, I think
not against Gilmore. That's the one thing I'll give the Patriots defense.
Man.
Stephon Gilmore.
But I think all he needs is one catch.
True. Okay, but here's the one thing I'll say. Stephon Gilmore has shadowed Robbie Anderson the last three times they played. You know how many stats he has? I know because I had to look this up yesterday.
No idea.
7 catches for 40 yards and 1 touchdown.
Wow.
In the past 4 matchups.
Wow.
Stephon Gilmore has shut him down. So I love Robbie Anderson now that Darnold's back. Not this week. I'm avoiding him at all possible this week.
I agree. I wouldn't play him at all. But if he wants to get into the playoffs, he needs to make some moves.
Well, I don't think he needs to get Singletary up there. I think that's it. Because outside of Sony struggling, if he can get a guy like Singletary in who showed those first 2 weeks he could be good, I mean, I think he's in set because he's got those wide receivers. I think he's good. He's got decent tight ends. Like I think that's why I agreed with Elliot. I think he could be a sneak in for the playoffs.
He needs some magic, but he could easily make it happen.
Yeah. Not I mean, he should right be now, me, but he should
with,
be
not
me.
Not with his team right now, he's not.
Yeah, that's because he needs to make moves. But he has the ability to make those moves. It's not something where Andy needs to make a trade. He has the targets within his own organization right now, to put it that way. All right, next up, Matt Stack. I'm really surprised he's sitting at 1-5. I actually thought he had a semi-decent team
here. I'm right there with you.
Coming into the season. Made the trade for Julio Jones early in the season. Josh Allen and Rodgers at quarterback, Howard, Kamara, Deion Lewis, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, Jeff Wilson at running back, Philip Dorsett, Larry Fitzgerald, T.Y. Hilton, Julio Jones, and Robert Woods at wide receiver, Mark Andrews at tight end with Will Disley, and then his taxi squad, not bad. I mean, Nyheim Hines looked good last year, hasn't done much of anything this year, and then Kiki Kuti's had one good game. What are your guys' thoughts on his squad?
I'll jump in and say he's got plenty of receivers that are veterans. I feel like he needs to maybe make a trade away here. I know I traded him Julio this year. Keep him around for a bit. Maybe keep Woods. Maybe look at trading Dorsett and or Hilton. Or maybe even trade Woods. I think he needs to make some kind of trade away. He needs McCoy to step up and AP to step up.
Who would you trade? Okay, so you're saying make a trade, but for what, running back or a tight end? I don't think he needs a tight end necessarily. I don't even think he probably needs a running back.
Yeah, maybe like a combo to better his running back, or maybe get just a body at running back. I think this is the time of year for every year in Dynasty that if you're in a player run, this is the time to make a trade just for a body. I've done it. The few runs I've made, I've made trades to just get a body. It's not something I necessarily need, but I just make it a trade knowing going into playoffs, I need a body just in case somebody goes down.
True.
But, I mean, even going into playoffs, obviously Kamara will be fine once Brees comes back, but who's his number two? I have no idea.
Yeah. Jordan Howard.
I mean, it's got to be York right now, but.
Yeah. I mean, literally, that's his RB2 is Jordan Howard. His taxi squad, Matt, I know you're saying it wasn't bad, but it's terrible.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bad.
Well, I say he's outside of – that's why I only mentioned two players. That's what I'm saying. Like, Nyheim Hines was good.
But given the trades he's done, he's had no draft.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I mean, exactly. He's got had Julio, no draft.
He got Andrews out of his some trades, which was solid. He's got, probably a top five tight end.
Fuck, let's not talk about the Andrews trade because that was with me. That was a dumbass trade.
Well, what I'm saying, he got a top five tight end, a top five receiver out of some trades.
Well, I know I had Kittle, but I gave up a second round pick to get fucking Hakeem Butler, and I gave up Andrews.
I wanted to mention that. He's going to
I love Hakeem Butler, dude. Don't get me wrong. I love Hakeem Butler, but if I'm looking at it now and I'm like, dude, I could have Kittle, Herndon, and Andrews at tight end. Hey, guess who would be? Hey, Andy. What do you think? Andrews for a first round pick next year. Let's make some magic happen here. Like, that's my whole point. Trades have fucked me in this league. That's the problem.
Well, that's your own fault.
I agree.
Back to Sack, though. I think the biggest problem is quarterback. He doesn't have a quarterback over 100 points yet. A-Rod's been kind of surprising for fantasy purposes. You look at his stats, he's averaging, 16.5 a game?
Yeah.
Which you kind of anticipate more, but he's solid across the board. But Allen's got a bye week. He's averaging almost 19 a game. It's almost like Allen's a better fantasy play than
Allen is a better fantasy play. He's top 10 quarterback.
I would definitely play Allen.
And if Allen didn't get knocked out and miss a game too, I guarantee you he would be over 100 points. I mean, he got knocked out in that Patriots game. In all honesty, the Bills probably beat the Patriots in that game if Allen's still in there.
Yeah, I agree.
As far as, I mean, he's one. You say you're surprised he's 1-5. I can maybe, two other wins?
Yeah, maybe. but you're sitting there at 3-2? You're in the playoff hunt now. You're above Renfro. You're one game out. That's the whole point.
He wouldn't make playoffs with this team anyway.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say. Well, you guys said Jordan Howard. I actually think LeSean McCoy is his best running back right now. With the way the Chiefs ran the ball in the second half when Mahomes got knocked out, LeSean McCoy is an RB2 for probably the next 3 or 4 weeks. Now, after that, I don't know.
Are they going to use LeSean McCoy like that every game, though?
They have been using him, though.
But to be 3 games back already in standings and
oh, yeah, he's got no shot now.
In the playoffs, it's going to be a perfect world.
I'm going to say right now, I don't think Stack, you, Kevin, or Amanda have any shot whatsoever making the playoffs.
I concur.
And I think Renfro's an outside shot. What Dan's saying
Renfro
about Stack.
Renfro can do it, but he's a perfect world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying
he's
about
got,
Stack.
He's got the points on him, too, and a tiebreaker.
Yeah, Renfro's got more points than me, I think.
Yeah,
so Renfro's been up there. His is me a couple years ago when I was third in league in points, but I was like fucking 5-something. Like, I just was playing the best team every single week and losing. Yeah. And that was the problem. And that's what's going on with Renfro
right now.
Yeah, it's not been good for him. Let's see, who's next up? Kevin. Oh, Kevin. Kevin at 1-5.
Kevin is Kevin.
I love Kevin, man. So it's funny because
he beat you.
The first year, he didn't beat me. The first year, he was the best team in the league. Like, he went 11-2.
Really?
Yeah, you weren't here to get. He had the
all
most.
All I remember is he had AP, and that's like
he had,
AP's
no, he had
last,
Adrian Peterson.
Last good year.
His comeback season?
Yeah. He had Mike Evans. He had a loaded team before he traded everybody. Wait, because he got in, but he got knocked out in the first round by
you. He also messed up his first, I'm sorry, the second rookie draft and took back-to-back QBs.
Yeah, it's a Goff and I don't remember who else came out of the year with Goff.
I'll never forget that. He just got up and was like, all right, I'll meet y'all later. I was all right.
Yeah, it was bad. But he's also been trying to rebuild. His team is not bad wide receiver-wise. His running backs are god-awful. And the Ronald Jones pick last year didn't help him. I can't fault him on that, though. And Darius Geis.
Yeah.
Darius Geis has been hurt. Like, if Ronald Jones turned out to be what everybody thought he was going to be and Darius Geis was healthy, he would have a good team, I think.
That's why I think I think next year, if they can both come back with a vengeance, I think he'll do some damage.
Well, let's run off his team real quick before you.
Let's just go back to his drafts. I think that year he took Geis and John Ross, right?
No, he took Geis and Jones back-to-back. I had one with Barkley, and then he had two and three.
Yeah.
No, a couple years ago, he had 3 first-round picks. Yeah. He took John Ross, O.J. Howard, and I don't remember who the other
and
was.
He got screwed over by injuries in the game.
Yeah, because that's when I was like, why the fuck would you draft a tight end in the top 6 picks? I know O.J. Howard coming out was like getting all kinds of rave reviews and everything. I was like, but you don't draft a tight end early. Like, that's just my opinion, but... Yeah, so run through his team real quick, and then I'll let you jump on it here, Dan. He's got Goff at quarterback, Breida, Hyde, Jones, and Jamal Williams at running back, Keenan Allen, Amendola, Chris Conley, Crowder, Corey Davis, Cooper Kupp, DeMarcus Robinson, and then his tight end is Darren Fells, and then a Darius Geis on his injured reserve. And, I mean, outside of DJ Moore, nothing on his taxi squad. I like Bryce Love, but he's going to be out all season. I do like that he took Bryce Love, though. In case Geis never comes back, I do think Bryce Love could end up being the lead back for Washington. Well, what's your take on his team, Dan?
Well, one, he needs another quarterback and he needs another tight end.
Tight end more. The quarterback, you're going to grab somebody off the waiver wire. Would be my assumptions what it's going to do.
He's available on the waivers now.
Well, now you're going to have a couple because JJ's going to drop the four he picked up once he gets Kirk Cousins. So,
Breida, with Tevin Coleman coming back, Breida's touches and points are going to go down.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because Coleman in another league.
Yeah, who knows who gets the touches there anyway?
I think Coleman's going to get the rushing, but Breida, I think, is still going to get some receiving work.
And then Mustard comes in and gets two touchdowns.
It's going to be hit and miss with both of them, but at this point, it doesn't matter. Like, he's not making the playoffs, so I think for him, it doesn't matter that much. If I were Kevin, I'd be doing everything I could to lose every single week because this running back class is going to be so loaded. I want one of the best picks I can get. That's what I'd be doing if I was Kevin.
Draft luck? I wouldn't. Well, I mean, he's going to draft the best running back, and the guy's going to break his leg in the first preseason game.
He's the Todd Moss of running backs, is the way to put it. Yeah, he's not had great luck in running backs, that's for sure.
Carlos Hyde, I really like Carlos Hyde. He's starting to pick it up a lot. Ronald Jones is kind of hit or miss. Jamal Williams had a huge game against Detroit. I see him with, you know, all the receivers being out. I see him definitely gaining some more points in there, getting more play time. Keenan Allen, solid. I mean, I know you just talked about him being, you know, shadow and whatnot. Sorry, my dog's whining. Keenan Allen is a stud. Chris Conley, kind of disappointment. Jameson Crowder, kind of disappointment this year.
I think Crowder would be good, though, now that Darnold's come back. Really? Like, he put up good points last week.
Cowboys defense that you said.
Well, I'm just saying, but the Bills defense, too. Look at what he did in week one against the Bills and with the Cowboys last week with Darnold in there. Outside of Darnold being there, I think Crowder sucks. With Darnold being there, I think he's a mid-tier wide receiver, too.
We'll see. Obviously not this week, but I know you said his back end schedule is going to be
really good. Their back end schedule for the Jets is like they play the Patriots. That's it. Everybody else is like bottom eight defenses. It's bad.
We'll see what Corey
Dolphins Davis, twice in that time too. Yeah,
we'll see what Corey Davis does with Tannehill at the reins of the offense. Cooper Kupp, solid.
Yeah,
solid, solid, solid. DeMarcus Robinson's kind of like a Miko Harmon, like Tyreek Hill. They're kind of
he's more of a filler on his roster. He's not a guy you're playing every week.
True. I mean, his team doesn't show that he's 1-5. He should not be 1-5. I don't know. I haven't looked at his schedule.
He beat me a couple weeks ago. I can tell you.
Well, I mean, you suck anyway.
There's one win.
My team does suck. There's one win, yeah. One win. What was that, 2 weeks ago? Because Breida went off for I was like down 5 points and had Baker, Chubb, and Odell going, and Breida goes off for that like 80-yard touchdown. Hey, it's over. He won.
I think he should be better 1-5. I mean, again, a couple more wins, in my opinion. Going forward, like you said, he has Bryce Love on IR right now on his taxi. Definitely could be good. I don't know if you bring up DJ Moore.
I wouldn't, no. The same argument I made for Renfro, I'd make for him here with DJ Moore. I'd just leave him down right now. There's no point in bringing him up.
He's his third best receiver.
In my opinion, if I'm Kevin, again, I know it sucks donating because I'm doing that in pigskin right now. You're playing to lose right now. You want the best draft pick you can get.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, in his position right now, I would look at trading one of his four running backs. You know somebody else could use some depth.
All right, so next up we've got Elliott's team, which is also sitting at 1-5 again. You're a two-time champion, so you know you got your money's worth out of some of your players. But you
down here.
Jumped and bought all into the rebuild this offseason. Got Philip Rivers, Royce Freeman, Kareem Hunt, Mark Ingram, Rashad Penny, Jalen Samuels. At wide receiver, Aguilar, Allison, Beasley, Evans, Zay Jones, Debo Samuel, Jared Cook, Hunter Henry, and Delanie Walker at tight end. You got Funchess and Big Ben on your IR, and you got a pretty good taxi squad as well. Rykel Armstead, N'Keal Harry, Mike Gesicki. We'll see what he turns out to be. And then Kyler Murray and Mitch Trubisky as well. I'll let you go first, Dan, and give your thoughts on Elliott's team.
Why have you not promoted Kyler? Just because you're tanking?
No need for him with Rivers.
Rivers sucks.
Rivers is more solid than Murray, though.
I mean, Murray's outscored him by 20 points.
Yeah, not fantasy wise.
27 to be exact.
I wouldn't promote him either just because you're 1-5.
Yeah, I have no desire to promote him.
But what did you start? What was your? So how many have you lost in a row?
Probably three or four.
So you started 1-1.
Yeah, but Murray wasn't putting up the – he looked good week one and two, but he didn't start doing the rushing till weeks three, four, and five. That's what's really boosted him.
I don't know if that would have helped you win some games, though.
I'd say Murray's only broke 23 games, week one, week five, and six.
Anyways, running back, you need help. I know you get rid of Todd Gurley, which I would have done too if I was in your position. I'm holding on to Kareem Hunt in another league for sure, the other league that we're in.
Yeah, I have high hopes for him. I honestly hope that he re-signs with somebody else next year, but they have a weird contract for him.
Yeah, not even with Cleveland. Just I would definitely hold on to
him. Real quick, I just want to say with him, what you're pointing out, because they have a thing on here, if he was using Kyler Murray, he would have won two other games, so he would be sitting at 2-3 right now.
Two and four? Three and two.
Yeah, sorry, 3-2, yeah.
3-2, but...
We've got six games, though.
Yeah, so sorry. So wait, 3-3.
3-3?
3-3. Yeah, 3-3.
That is hard.
Yeah, that is not my strong suit. 3-3. You'd be sitting at 3-3.
Well, I wouldn't beat Dan last week if I played Hunter Henry, who I didn't think was going to play much at all.
And if I
would switch my defenses,
I
would have beat you. And then I want to say somebody beat me by like two or three points.
That's because Juju got me 1.2 points.
Yeah.
That's why he would have beat me.
Yeah.
You're rebuilding. I mean, your running backs are terrible. Rashard Penny.
I had high hopes for Penny. We'll see. I mean, it's year two, but we'll see.
I'm with you.
I'm still hoping on to something, but we'll see.
He's not doing anything. Receivers, who do you have? Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You have Mike Evans, and that's it. Debo Samuel.
I'm high on Debo for the next few years.
We'll see.
He plays that Z spot for Shanahan.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. Hunter Henry, I drafted him originally. We traded him. Traded him away. Kind of be nice to have Hunter Henry and Travis Kelce and Darren Waller, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm stupid sometimes.
I mean, you could have given up James Conner for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I do want to point out that
trades happen.
Want to point out that I just now promoted Hunter Henry and traded for him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
last year he's got me
a combined like 10 points in 2 years.
You weren't promoting him last year because obviously he got hurt in the preseason.
Yeah.
So he turned his ACL last year. Yeah.
Your taxi, you got Kyler, of course. You got N'Keal Harry, which we'll see. He's starting to practice now, right?
Yeah. He can't come back until week nine, though, I think. But yeah, he's practicing.
So we'll see. Isabella, there's just too many receivers over there. Arizona, I don't know.
I just like the value where I took him in the rookie draft. It's like mid third round.
Gesicki's a big surprise to me. I thought Gesicki was going to be really good.
I didn't.
No one cares about your opinion.
I'm just saying, that's why I took Mark Andrews, and look where Mark Andrews is sitting. Everybody bought into Mike Gesicki because he blew up the combine. He was a fucking workout warrior, and he's done nothing. That's my point.
I think once he finds a consistent quarterback, he'll be okay.
Your best player is Mike Evans, in my opinion.
I was going to say Kyler Murray.
Well, I mean, points-wise, yeah, but going for it is my Evans.
I'd say it's Kareem Hunt. He's not going to be on Cleveland next year. We've seen he's a top-five running back.
We don't know where he's going to go, who's going to want him.
He's going to end up in Tampa Bay.
I don't want him there.
I would.
Why?
Because we've seen what Bruce Arians does when he actually has a decent running back. You know, remember what DJ did his first couple years with Bruce Arians?
Yeah.
That's what Kareem Hunt could be in Tampa Bay.
We'll see. I don't think he's going to be in Cleveland either. I think everyone knows that. Mark Ingram's solid.
I've put him out there. He's on the block. Nobody's interested. If somebody wants a running back, hit me up.
I got Darren Waller.
I don't want bodies. I want picks. Unless it's a young player.
I'm not giving you anything. Sorry.
Waller, I have no interest in.
Okay, well, bye. I don't know what to say about your team. You're in rebuild mode, so that's in all honesty.
I try to go receiver heavy in this past draft, knowing that we're have a running back heavy in this next draft.
That's unlike you.
Yeah, this is the first year of four or five drafts I've ever drafted a receiver. That's why I went receiver heavy.
I
got Debo, Harry, and Isabella.
You're going to have a top three pick. That's all there is.
He'll have at least two top fives.
Well, I have three first rounders, but
he's got
stacks. Andy does.
Andy's going to be in the playoffs, but he also has stacks coming to him on the trade that him and Elliot did, or him and JJ did, because I have – JJ's getting the better pick out of me and Stack, which looks like it's now going to be Stack, which pick is then going to Elliott for the Todd Gurley trade. So he's going to get Stack's pick as well. Okay. So Stags likely going to be a bottom five team. So he's going to have two top five picks.
It just depends on where these rookies are.
Well, I had really high hopes for Freeman and Penny this year, and Freeman's looked okay as like a flex, a weak RB2, but Penny's been, garbage.
Well, if you want
to interrupt for live sports, did Jonathan Taylor just fumble?
I wouldn't do it because he can't hold onto the ball, apparently.
Well, I don't know if you saw my notes, but I think I had Jonathan Taylor as my number one.
Well, we'll get to that here in a minute. All right, so nothing else to add on his team. We can wrap up this last.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to talk about. I'm not trying to be a dig. I mean,
it's rebuilding.
There's just nothing to talk about.
There's nothing sexy.
We have a wife beater down here. We probably should call the cops.
Well, you know what? It's funny because, dude, her team is not that bad. I think her basis, she's just got screwed with injuries this year. And it sucks because she also doesn't, I believe, have her first pick, her first round pick coming into this year either. So that's going to hurt her even more because she'd have the number one pick overall.
If I remember correctly, she basically had no first round rookie draft.
I'll have to go back and look
at it.
Or no, she does have her first this year. I'm sorry, it was last year they didn't have her. She didn't have a pick at all until the third round.
Yeah, that's what she was good at.
But she does have her first round pick this year, which is good for her because she'll be able to get whoever she wants. But again, I think her team is really not that bad. I mean, Tevin Coleman, Kerryon Johnson, Joe Mixon. I mean,
I've reached out to him multiple times for Joe Mixon. I've wanted Joe Mixon so bad.
Yeah, that's good for a running back core right there. I mean, you've got a number one and number two in Joe Mixon and Kerryon. Then you've got Tevin Coleman to throw in there whenever. That's good.
Yeah.
Wide receivers, I mean, A.J. Green's been out all year. DeSean Jackson looked good until he went out. Calvin Ridley, been good. I mean, I've never been a big Sammy Watkins fan, but if he's your wide receiver three, that's golden. Now, she doesn't have really a tight end in Jimmy Graham and Witten.
Yeah, both veterans.
And then her taxi squad is struggling, but again, that's because she had one pick this year, and it was a third-round pick.
Yeah.
And she still got Dallas Goedert, who I think is going to be a stud tight end in a couple years, and then that's really it, Jameis Winston. But we don't know what he's going to do moving forward. So, I mean, it's a down year for her, obviously, but I really think, she's not that far off of being a contender by next year.
I agree. A.J. Green, I just don't know. Do you think he gets treated?
No, they're saying pretty firmly that he's not moving. And I don't think that he needs to be moved either. We've seen he can be relevant in Cincinnati. He just needs to be healthy. That's his biggest problem.
He can never stay healthy.
Yeah.
So I would look to trade him if I were her.
If A.J. Green stays healthy, she definitely has some solid receivers there. Calvin Ridley's only in his second year. I know he had a couple of bad games in a row, but in my opinion, I think he's a solid receiver.
Yeah.
Sanu, he's a hit or miss guy.
But he's been on most of this year.
She definitely needs tight end help. I know you said she has Goddard on the taxi squad. I wouldn't worry about promoting him, obviously.
Yeah.
She's on six, but if anything she needs, she definitely needs tight end help and receiver. That's why I'm going to go heavy in the draft next year.
So she has all in one. She's going RB for sure.
So, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would. It's too tight end.
It's too running back heavy.
In my opinion.
She could pick blindfolded and be happy, I feel like.
So, I know we're going to get on rookies later, but
yeah.
Jerry Jeudy?
Where is he? Jerry Jeudy is still sitting one, but it's not as big a gap as it was coming into this year, if that makes sense. Coming into this season, Jerry Jeudy was one, and there was a big separation, and then for me, it was two as CeeDee Lamb. Now I think it's Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb is breathing on his neck. I don't think Jeudy.
If people could tackle CeeDee Lamb's numbers, would not be great.
Maybe true, but here's my complaints about Jerry Jeudy. Everybody wants to keep comparing him to Julio Jones. He's not Julio Jones.
No, not at all.
And everybody keeps saying that he is. If you really go back and look at the...
He needs to put on 20 pounds and run a 4.3.
It's not even that. If you look at his stats, they're not that good. And then you'll have the people make the argument, well, he has Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle and Henry Ruggs next to him. But yet DeAndre Hopkins had... I don't even remember the teammates he had next to him in Clemson. And I know Sammy Watkins was one of them. DeAndre Hopkins still balled out in college and he didn't have Deshaun Watson. The top wide receivers, I think, still ball out whether who you have next to you. Odell and Landry, they didn't do anything because they didn't have a quarterback. But I'm not as sold on Jerry Jeudy as others. I'm fine not picking. I'd be fine passing on him and taking CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Rager. Those are the guys that I think are going to be studs in the NFL.
I know y'all will go running back heavy, but it also depends on the draft. Three solid young guys.
She could easily get a receiver at her second.
I'll be honest with you. If I were her, depending on what picks some other people have, I might be reaching out and be like, hey, let me drop down a couple spots. Let me get 2 first-round picks or a first, second, and a first next year for this number one pick. You know someone wants to move up to probably get Swift or Taylor at the 1-1.
Yeah.
So you can trade that pick, gather a bunch move of other draft picks.
Spots, pick up additional second or
pick up a couple first. Picks again. She's not far off. Get up a couple picks, maybe trade AJ Green too. All of a sudden you're getting a bunch of young talent on top of what you already have. I mean, I honestly think in a couple moves she could be a contender next year.
Does she? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
that I don't know
her fantasy experience.
Well, that's maybe when she listens to this, she will. Well, I know that she's played in one dynasty, or she's playing in one of the dynasties like this, and she's done a ton of redraft.
Okay.
So she's been playing for a long time, but she is new to dynasty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on both of y'all's parts as far as her like making a trade, making a splash for the number one overall pick for sure. I mean. Running back wise, she has good depth. Receiver wise, just needs some help in my opinion.
Yeah.
Taxi squad again, one tight end. That's about it. I would promote Jameis Winston if just cause. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's staying much longer. So you might as well get what you can out of him now.
We're trying to trade him. I mean, she has. Carson Wentz and
Jameis. So I don't think Winston has any value for trading purposes.
Well, see, here's the funny thing. JJ actually reached out to her for Winston before I got to him with Cousins. Didn't respond in time, so that's why he ended up doing the Cousins trade. You're telling me you wouldn't have given – if I had Jameis Winston, I'd taken Haskins in a second in an instant for Jameis Winston. And that's what he was offering, and that's what I got that for Cousins.
That trade you did, I was just – my opinion is kind of like a lose-lose. I mean, is Dwayne Haskins ever going to throw the ball?
But I don't need Cousins.
True.
Like, I told him, because my thing was, I told him at first, I was like, you know what, no. But then I was like, well, wait, the trade can't go through till next Tuesday anyways. Cousins has been better than Baker. I've still been playing Baker every week because of Baker's upside. I'm playing Baker all season unless he gets knocked out. So I don't need Cousins. I kept Cousins just because I didn't want to go quarterback in the dispersal draft. I don't need Cousins. So in all honesty, I just wanted the second-round pick. I've now got 3 second-round picks in next year's draft. Yep. It's loaded. That's all I wanted. He threw in Dwayne Haskins. He's like, you're a Buckeyes guy. You'll take it, right? I'm like, well, fuck yeah. You're going to give me Haskins, too. I'll take him. But I don't need him this year. I have Baker. I'm good to go.
It'd be interesting to see if Haskins ever throws a football in the
NFL. I don't know. You know what? I'll show you the text message. My first response back to him was, I'm afraid he's going to get Josh Rosen. I understand that it was Dan Snyder that wants him, and he owns a team, and he's not going anywhere. But I'm seriously worried about it. I could see them drafting a quarterback next year and Haskins doing nothing. I still think Haskins is a talented quarterback. But he needs time. I've always said he needs time. So I'm with you. The same thing. I don't need him this year. If he ends up doing nothing, he'll sit on my taxi squad for a couple years, and then whatever. I'll just draft another quarterback or pick somebody up.
So back to Amanda's team. Let's just say she has 1-1 and gets the best running back next year. Whoever it may be. Carry on, mix in, best running back next year.
Let's just say Swift.
That's a solid core. Going into next year.
Well, and imagine this too. Okay, so same thing. We're all saying she's going to go running back. Okay, so maybe she turns around and she trades Kerryon Johnson or Tevin Coleman next year, knowing that she's got DeAndre Swift.
I'll take one of them.
There you go. Because she offer, hey, Dan, I'll give you Kerryon Johnson for a first round pick. You're telling me you're not going to do that right now?
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So there you go.
That would help me so much too.
So that's my point. Is like she can do a lot of different stuff with her team right now, and she's still not that far off. She's not as For a team that's 0-6, she should, if her team was healthy, I think, I don't know if she'd be in the playoff hunt, but she would definitely have at least a couple wins, in my opinion.
Yeah,
if she had AJ Green, Deshaun Jackson, if Joe Mixon wasn't playing behind probably the worst offensive line in football outside of the Dolphins.
What was with that suspension?
I don't even know, but they've got like 3 injuries. Their first round pick of Billy Price a couple of years ago was right at the bench, so it's not, their offensive line has got
They need to make some magic happen.
It's not as bad as the Browns, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit better. A little bit better. Once we get Trent Williams, we'll be fine, but we're a little bit better. All right. We don't really need to get off into the playoff thing. We've kind of talked about the teams we think are going to be there. I think the biggest disagreement we have is me and Elliot both think Matt has a chance to get into the playoffs, where you don't, Dan, right? You think he's pretty much out of it. It's just between those seven. Yeah, I think Renfro has a chance. So that gives 8 teams really fighting for 6 spots, but I think outside of that, there's nobody else.
Yeah, I think it's between me and James getting in
at the last spot.
Last spot, in my opinion.
All All right, you brought up a thing you wanted to talk about, Dan, and which wide receiver you'd rather have in Dynasty moving forward. So give us your three options and your thoughts on them, and then who you would pick.
So I didn't put these three options down. Elliot did, but I kind of would have went there anyway. Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, and Juju. My opinion, it's still Michael Thomas for me. I know he's the oldest of the three. But Drew Brees has what, 2 years left, 3 years left, maybe?
Probably two, yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater can still feed him the ball. Who's their backup right now, technically? Is it Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we haven't really seen him.
Or Teddy Bridgewater. Bridgewater is signed for 2 years, assuming he stays.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, like, Drew Brees is gone, whatever. Is it Teddy Bridgewater or is it Taysom Hill? I still think Michael Thomas gets the ball. I really do. And he's just the best receiver out of the three. Juju, I don't know who he's going to be. We've seen him without Big Ben this year. And he just, one, he's not getting the ball fed to him. I think he needs to get the ball fed to him, but he's not producing. Chris Godwin obviously is producing, but for how long?
Yeah.
You know, he's still got Mike Evans on the other side. Mike Evans has his big games. Chris Godwin's had a couple of, what, five-pointers this year, I think?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it's Michael Thomas. In one league, I have Michael Thomas and Chris Godwin, so I'm okay with that. But that's kind of where I am. I would pick Michael Thomas.
What about you, Elliot?
I actually have Juju as my number one here.
Okay.
Just because I think he's 3.5 years younger going forward for Dynasty. I think we'll figure it out with whatever quarterback comes in place, as long as it's not a third stringer guy we've never heard of, undrafted type of quarterback. I think Michael Thomas is more of part of the system with Sean Payton, which I think is fine as long as he was Sean Payton. He's going to keep getting 8 to 10 targets a game, 5 to 6 catches a game. And I think Chris Godwin is also a product of the system with the Arians, kind of the 1B to the 1A with Mike Evans there. I like Juju more. It's just the long-term pick here. What, he's 22.5, 23.5, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, he's 22, I think.
I think he turns 23 this year in December.
Let's see. So if age is your biggest thing,
yeah, 26. 26
to 23, I mean, I know it's a three-year difference, but 26, he's going to play for at least 10, 12 more years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Juju could be a top 15 receiver, like, say, for the next decade. He could easily do that 7 out of 10 years.
So could Michael Thomas.
So my argument against Juju would be, though, and Michael Thomas has proven that he can do it with bad quarterbacks. Juju has yet to show us that.
Sure. So you're calling Teddy Bridgewater bad?
No, but I'm saying, as in not with Drew Brees. So my argument against
Teddy Bridgewater is miles beyond Mason Rudolph and Hodges or whatever.
True. But Teddy Bridgewater last year was not, or when Brees wasn't out last year, was it 2 years ago?
I don't even think Bridgewater was on. Bridgewater was still injured 2 years ago.
Yeah. When did he get hurt? Well, regardless, Thomas has proven whatever quarterback is back there, he can play.
Part of the system is Sean Payton.
Maybe. Okay, so that, I mean, if that's what you're, but is Sean Payton leaving anytime soon?
No.
Okay.
Hopefully the Cowboys.
No, right. Because my argument against Chris Godwin would be, when Jameis Winston is gone, is he going to get fed the ball as much? So I don't think so. Juju, you can say whatever you want about Mason Rudolph. He still targets him. He's not bringing in the catches. He's not doing what Michael Thomas does. Michael Thomas does not drop balls. Michael Thomas has a wide range, a wide catch radius. He does.
That's why I picked him over the two.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't put your opinion in Chris Godwin. I mean, kind of, but are you picking Michael Thomas as well over Chris Godwin?
No, I would not pick either one of these three. So if I have to pick one of the three, I'd pick Michael Thomas. For me, I'd be torn between Terry McLaurin and Cortland Sutton moving forward. Those would be the two I'd be looking at.
These three?
Yeah.
No way.
Cortland Sutton, for me, has already – he's a top six wide receiver right now and doing it with Joe Flacco, who is god-awful. We all noticed that on the game last – what was that, Monday or Thursday night?
Yeah,
Thursday night. Now imagine when they get Justin Herbert there, or I doubt they're getting Tua because he's probably going to go top
five. Like Drew Locke?
I mean, maybe – the one thing I'll say about Drew Locke is he can throw the ball deep. Cortland Sutton has got phenomenal hands. He can catch the ball. We've already seen what he can do with a really shitty quarterback. I think Cortland Sutton, another thing I'd say about Scary Terry, the same thing. Washington is a fucking dumpster fire.
They've been. Yeah.
He's sitting at wide receiver 11 right now with 82 points.
Yeah.
With no good quarterback. I get what you're saying about Thomas and Juju. He's a rookie,
though. We don't – I want to see what he does next year.
I understand that. Okay.
Cortland Sutton has the – he's gotten over the sophomore slump, I guess. True. Call it. So we don't know what Terry's going to be next year.
Maybe not, but here's the argument I'm going to make against that. I'm going to go back. I know you weren't here. Our very initial draft for this league, right? Everybody said that same shit about Odell. Guess where I took him? I took him at 1-5 because I said, I think Odell's going to be a playmaker going forward. And everybody said the same thing. Oh, it was just a couple good games. He's not going to do anything. You can just tell when you watch him play out on the field, he is an elite wide receiver. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong on him. But from what I've seen on such a bad team, you know if you were a defensive coordinator right now and Washington's coming into your house, you're planning to stop McLaurin, and yet they still can't do it.
Right.
That's my point. Elliott ended up getting Julio and Gronk at 11 and 12 that year because everybody went younger. Like, that's my point, is that Cortland Sutton and – McLaurin, you probably can't get him for cheap now, but they're guys that you could have bought in low. Well, McLaurin's a rookie. So
I actually really liked McLaurin in the special rookie draft. Yeah. I just didn't know where to take him.
So here's my thing.
Also, do I take him second round? Do I take him third round? Is he going to fall third round?
I was sitting right next to Ty when we were talking about, or JJ. I can't remember which one I was sitting next to. And as soon as he fell to the second round, I knew Jason was going to take him. Because of him being a Buckeye, and that's what I wanted. Yeah. And Jason took him, and so then I traded up for Stack's pick to get Butler because those were the two that I wanted. I wanted McLaurin. But I knew as soon as he fell to Jason was going to take him.
Yeah.
He was my number three wide receiver in this class. Nobody talked about him because he wasn't used at Ohio State. And I know they're not same size comparison, but the same person I compared him to coming out was Michael Thomas.
Going from college to pros, you're extending – three or four games, and then also extending potentially 60 targets.
But my point was nobody saw – if you guys go back to the original draft when the Saints got Michael Thomas, they all thought they were being crazy because everybody was talking about the Michael Thomas that went to the Rams because Michael Thomas didn't do anything at the Buckeyes. I mean, yeah, he wasn't even there when they won the national championship. He didn't do anything because of Urban Meyer's system.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing I said about Terry McLaurin. If you looked at him at the Senior Bowl, all the combine stuff, everybody talked about how he's one of the best wide receivers in this class. He was not used the correct way at Ohio State. That's why he fell for so many people. He should have been one of the top wide receivers talked about this last year. That's why I talked about him being up there. Talk about the quarterbacks coming out real quick in this 2020 draft. They've got quite a couple guys. I'll just name them off real quick, and you guys can talk about whoever you want. You obviously got Tua right now is sitting at the top from Alabama. You got Herbert from Oregon, who's my guy. I love that kid. Joe Burrow, LSU has jumped his stock up. I think he deserves to be in that conversation. Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma has been fantastic, but a lot of people still view him as kind of a running quarterback. You got the game manager, Jake Fromm, in Georgia. And the guy I really like, Jordan Love out of Utah State, has all the intangibles, but does not play on a very good team. Dan, we'll start with you because you were one who wanted to talk about the quarterbacks. What are your thoughts on this quarterback class? Oh, and Jacob Eason. I almost forgot. Is that game's on? Eason out of Washington, also a very good quarterback, got kicked out of Georgia because Jake Fromm won that job.
Yeah, I'm really not high on Tua. I'm really not.
I'm right there with you.
He's a lefty. It's not going to happen.
Elliott will agree with me on that.
He's a lefty. It's not going to happen.
I think Justin Herbert is the number one overall.
I'm going to give you a high five right there. I fucking love it, dude. I love that call.
The sleeper is Jake Fromm.
So I'm not going to give you a high five on that. I'm not that
The only reason he's a sleeper is because the type of offense he's in right now. It's a pro-style offense, so he's going to be NFL ready.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He's got the height. He's got the weight. His accuracy. His accuracy is in decision making. That's going to be what depends on where he goes in the draft. Eason, I'm not really high on Eason. I did not realize Eason was 6'6", though.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he can run.
They have Kellen Mond here at number 5.
No way. Yeah.
I would put Jalen Hurts over Kellen Mond all day. And Jalen Hurts, I think, is going to be your sleeper. Today, he went 16 for 17 for 320 yards, 3 touchdowns, 75 yards.
But how much of that
– and 2 touchdowns.
Here's my thing. We'll make the same argument Elliott was making for Michael Thomas earlier. How much is that as a production of the system in Lincoln Riley? Because we did not
You've seen what Baker and Kyler have done so far.
But the difference with Baker and Kyler, they were both proven throwers before they came to Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts did not do this in Alabama. He was a pure running quarterback.
Right, but now you see him, he can
But is that a product of the system? That's what I'm saying. Because here's one thing. I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the Texas OU game because I was in between doing stuff, but I was listening to it. But some of the plays I saw, how much can you really attribute some of that stuff to Jalen Hurts when CeeDee Lamb breaks three tackles and takes it to the house for a touchdown?
Oh, yeah. Well, and
how
also,
often are they wide open and making catches?
We can't talk about the Texas game because Texas defense has been injured.
True. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Texas, but my point is, from some of the games I watched, because with Jalen Hurts being in there in Oklahoma doing what they've done, they've been on TV a lot. So I've watched Jalen Hurts. I've seen many of passes where he's hitting CeeDee Lamb, or I cannot remember, Rambo.
Rambo, yeah.
Wide open. Okay, as someone said one time on the NFL Network, any comparable or any decent quarterback can hit a wide open wide receiver.
Okay, but it's how he's hitting them. He's hitting them in stride. It's not like they're waiting for the ball to get
there. I mean, I saw Brandon Weeden hit guys in stride.
I'm not saying the only thing we're talking about, the argument is he's just a sleeper, in my opinion. The other sleeper I have is Nate Stanley.
Oh, I love we're becoming best friends. I love Nate Stanley.
Is
I forgot
of,
about him.
It's kind of the same system as yes. Braun, pro style. And Iowa boys are just they're
yes.
different.
He didn't help himself with that loss to Michigan. He looked bad, but no, I'm with you. Yeah, he's still top five for me. I still have him in my top five.
I'm not going record. You can never.
Oh, it's not even that. I'm just
with Fromm and
he's the Michigan defense and what they did to him. Now, granted, he doesn't have any kind of decent wide receivers or tight end, especially with all the tight ends that have left the past couple years. But what that Michigan defense did to him worries me a bit. But I still like Stan. Like I said, he's still in my top five. I have Tua at three because he's just been so productive in college.
Herbert, you can't do then.
For me, it's Herbert, Burrow, Tua.
I don't know about Burrow. We'll see.
I'm telling you. Okay, so let me ask you this because I know LSU, he's got Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, phenomenal wide receivers. Yeah. Probably going to be top three picks in the NFL next year. Well, Chase can, I don't think, can come out, but I know Jefferson can.
Right.
Burrow, tell me this. If Burrow was doing what he's doing now at LSU at Ohio State right now, you're telling me he wouldn't be up there for you? If he was doing what Justin Fields is doing, because he can do what Justin Fields is doing at Ohio State.
Right, but Justin...
He'd be up there.
Yeah. Justin Fields doesn't really play anybody yet.
True, LSU has.
Right.
That's my whole point. Joe Burrow was a top quarterback coming out. He got beat out by Dwayne Haskins, who we saw had, again, in my opinion, a Heisman year last year. I felt he should have won the Heisman. I get what Kyler Murray did, but when you throw 55 touchdowns in college football against some of the teams Ohio State played, and I think he had four interceptions, he was the Heisman for me last year. I get what Kyler Murray got it, but for me, it has to flip. And that's the reason Joe Burrow had to leave.
Yeah.
Like, for me, Joe Burrow is up there. He has not shown me anything that doesn't prove he can't do what he's doing right now in college in the NFL.
I just want to see him under center.
I can understand.
I want to see him under center.
I can understand it, but for me, I still have to have him above Tua because I'm with you. I just don't think Tua's going to produce.
I don't think so either.
And so then right then, by after them, it would be Stanley for me, and then I still have Jordan Love up there. The reason I don't like Jake Fromm, I agree with you, he's probably the most pro-ready outside of Herbert because actually if you look at Oregon, they're not the old Chip Kelly offense. They run for the most part a pro-style offense. Herbert is by far the one for me. I have Fromm down there because I think he's just more of a game manager. He makes too many safe throws. He's not afraid to take risks. Right. And when you come to the NFL, you have to make risk throws at times. And I don't think Fromm's going to do that, which is what drops him down. He's going to be pro-ready. I think wherever he goes, he has a chance to start and be decent. But I see him more for fantasy as that middle to lower tier quarterback, if that makes sense. I don't think he's bad, but I just don't think he's going to be that guy like Baker. Baker's going to gun it in there at times. Now, is he getting intercepted? Yes. But Baker's not going to make that throw if he needs to. I don't think Fromm's going to do
Fromm's
that.
Fromm's not sexy.
Yeah.
He's not sexy at all.
But that's why NFL teams love him, because he's shown on tape he plays in a pro-style offense and he makes the good play. But he's not going to make the big play when you need it, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Georgia much this year, but they don't have any big play receivers.
Okay, so I did
have
one. The
well, they have that one. I think it's Pickens. Pickens, I think, is their wide receiver. He's good. But outside of him, I agree with you. They have Swift, and that's it.
Yeah. I watched part of the Georgia that lost this past weekend. Fromm had an interesting stat about him. He is totally defeated when he has 30-plus pass attempts in college.
So he loses?
Yes.
He loses every time he has 30-plus pass attempts in
That's because they're running back you.
Exactly. That's something to consider when I'm drafting a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to see him with – last year he was good. Because he had good receivers. then they all went to the draft.
Yeah.
So,
and he struggled this year, and that's my point.
I don't know. From a dynasty perspective for fantasy, I think, is it Tua?
Tua Tagovailoa.
And From, I'm steering away from. Yeah. I'm not interested at all.
Well, see, and that's why I can't – all this tank for Tua crap, like I think if Miami gets the number one pick, they need – they, in all honesty, need to take Chase Young out of Ohio State and get that stud defensive end because you're still going to get a quarterback in the second round. Joe Burrow's not going in the first round.
Right.
If, so you're telling me if you could – I know they have multiple first-round picks, but say this. Tell me they get – Chase Young and then Jake Fromm at the end of the first round. You're telling me you would not be happy with that?
I would be happy if I was a Dolphin.
Yeah, so that's my point. I would not – I all this tank for Tua. I'm not taking Tua.
No, I'm not either.
So
he's going to go number one.
Well, I hope not, man, because I don't – not that I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, but I actually have a friend. The guy was actually – I was calling when I was trying to set this up, make sure everything was right. He's a huge Dolphins fan. I hope for the Dolphins' sake they don't take Tua because I think they're going to be in for another decade.
They trade down to get like the sub left tackle.
What's your opinion on Hurts?
He's a running back.
Yeah, he said that when we were
coming. He's not a quarterback. He's not going to be a quarterback in NFL.
I think he has. You know who I compare him to? Mitch Trubisky. He has a good arm. He can throw the ball, but he's just more of a runner. Yeah. And then if he gets in the right system, I'm trying to think. If someone takes him, I know they're not going to happen. If it's like a Cliff Kingsbury scenario, if they bring him in and they're going to run college concepts like they are with Kyler Murray, I think Hurts is going to be fine.
Yeah.
But is the franchise going to do that? I don't know. And that's what worries me about Hurts. I just think it's like Tim Tebow. Everybody talked about how Tim Tebow couldn't be a good NFL quarterback because he doesn't have the right throwing motion. I'm not saying anything about Hurts' throwing motion, but I do think when it comes down to it, Hurts is going to revert back to what he's good at, running the ball. And we've seen that at Oklahoma. He runs the ball a shit ton with Lincoln Riley. I mean, through the first 2 weeks, he was the leading rusher in all of college football.
Well, that's because, I mean, he also has all day to throw, so he just...
Right. No one's and this is
20 yards.
The biggest thing people have complained about Baker and Kyler. Oklahoma, for the past couple of years, has continued to have one of the best offensive lines in college football. So you can't really tell what they're going to be like. And the one thing I'll say about Baker and Kyler, they've struggled against the rush here these past couple of years. Like, everybody talks about how good Baker was last year. Baker was so good because those last eight games he got sacked one time. One time. Hurts, I think, when he gets pressured, is going to revert to what he's used to, and that's running the ball. And that's not going to survive in the NFL. So that's my – I'm not saying I don't think he can't do it, but that does worry me a little bit. That's why I have him lower than the others. Like, I have him below Fromm, and I've just not spoken very glowingly about Fromm either. All right. Well, we're talking about rookies, so let's jump in and do those really quick. Give us some of your top running backs or wide, however you guys want to do. We'll do one each. You want to do one each running back or wide receiver that you're looking forward to possibly trying to get? You don't have to give away all your secrets like me, JJ, and Ty did last year. But go ahead. You can do more than one, however you want to do it.
Well, I give you also my list. I think I had 9 or 10 receivers highlighted, and I think I had 6 or 7 receivers highlighted. Those are the guys I prefer. No particular order, but just naming off the top 3 for me personally is going to be Taylor out of Wisconsin, Swift out of Georgia, and is it Ethine or Ethine?
ETN.
So those are my top 3 running backs. No particular order. We'll see what kind of happens when the draft happens, where they go. I really like Swift, though, because he's more of the compact guy. Makes me think of like a Frank Gore, almost like a Mark Ingram, is like the 5'9", 5'10", like 215. Pretty much does it all. He can catch a little bit. He's not like speedy, but he is speedy, but he just does everything well. So I'm going to have to go with Swift here as one of my top guys.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, receiver-wise, I'm still kind of in a loop of who I'm looking for. We talked about Judy earlier, but receivers are just kind of like, until like they get drafted. To me, it really depends on where they go. As a player, as of right now, I really like the kid out of Colorado, Chenault. Can't say it right, but he's really thick and he's tall. He's like that 6'3", 225. Probably runs in the 4-5 range. He might go first round in the actual draft. We'll see. But as of right now, I really like where he's at as a player. He also has a few carries, I pointed out.
Yeah.
They use him all the field. He's an athlete. Yeah. So they I really like him as a player. So we'll see that. But for right now, it's Swift and Chenault for me.
For me, I really like Dobbins.
Thank you. So do I.
Yeah, get out of here. He He's kind of the same size as Swift a little bit. You know, Swift's a little bit, you know, beefier, I guess you could say. But Dobbins is shifty, just like Swift, and he can catch. Honestly, can he catch better than Swift?
I think it's close.
It's close, but I don't know. I really like Dobbins. Taylor's going to kind of be like a Derrick Henry, in my opinion, with a catching ability.
I say he's a better version of Melvin Gordon.
That's exactly
right. And I hate to compare him because they both went to Wisconsin, but yeah. I think he's a better version of Melvin Gordon.
Okay, I can see that. I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't know who Akers is on Florida State just because Florida State's terrible and I could care less about watching them.
He's decent.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Akers is all right.
Sermon could be a sleeper. He's a good back at OU right now. I didn't think Hubbard could come out this year.
Chuba? Yes, he can. Chuba's in my top four.
He's a redshirt sophomore.
He can come out this year. Chuba Hubbard? Yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of small, but the rushing yards per game right now.
His rushing yards, and he is probably, out of all these guys, the best receiver as well.
Oh, I agree there. Receiver-wise, it'd probably be CeeDee Lamb. I know I dogged on him earlier about if people could catch, you know, he probably would have big numbers. I was actually at the Texas versus LSU game, and Jefferson's a monster.
Yeah.
He is a monster, and probably...
He's like the prototypical NFL guy.
And he could probably wide receiver one. I really like Colin Johnson. I know he had the injury bug earlier this year for Texas, but he's a stud. His range is insane.
I wanted him to come out last year. I was hoping the Browns would take him.
Illinois just beat Wisconsin.
Holy crap. Well, hey, good call, Dan, because you said it was going to happen this week just a little bit ago. I thought they'd lose next week.
This is the week. Wisconsin's defense just got pummeled on, who's been dominant all year.
You know who that is? That's Lovie Smith.
Yeah, and Lovie Smith looks like Santa Claus with his beard right
now. He does.
Well, what you were saying about Chuba, yes, the reason he came out is he's technically been at Oklahoma State for 3 years. He got an injury his freshman year and did not play a single game. That's where the red shirt came in.
Okay.
And then he played again, obviously, what is considered a freshman year and sophomore year.
Okay.
So he's been there for 3 years.
Just when I saw red shirt sophomore, I was looking him up. I was just confused about that.
But yeah,
my sleeper receivers I'm looking forward to is Jefferson and Colin Johnson. I was really high on Texas receiver.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
I wish he would have stayed because I think that if he was in this class this year, he'd be a little bit higher.
He'd be higher, but not that high. I've always said Colin Johnson's the best wide receiver there, and I hope he came out
6'6".
Thought he came out. I was hoping he'd come out last year and the Browns would take him. Like that was my hope before obviously the Odell trade, but that was my hope.
So to back Elliott, I'm Dobbins and Jefferson in this year.
So let's see. For me, I'm the same with Dobbins, and I try to put my Ohio State Buckeyes bias aside, but I think Swift and Taylor for me are the 1-1-1-2. I think they've somewhat separated themselves.
I'll cut it right there for you.
The one thing I'll say about Dobbins that he doesn't have as those other two is he doesn't have that breakaway speed. He can be brought down from behind. He's likely not scoring you a 60, 70 yard touchdown.
Neither does Taylor, in my opinion.
Taylor does. Okay, so here's the thing. Leading up until this year, if you were to watch Taylor on tape, I agree with you. But if you've seen him this year and the talks about him, he's running close to a 4-3 flat.
Okay.
Taylor has, whatever he's done, he has definitely been better and faster this year. ETN, I think, is close, but the fact that he struggles catching the ball and has even come out and admitted that he's afraid to catch the ball at times scares me a little bit. You need to be that kind of back in the NFL. I don't like Zach Moss of Utah at all. A guy that I've been on out of Colorado State, Marvin Kinsey, he's a senior, so he's a little bit older, but the dude has been balling out. I mean, not a lot of people talk about these guys the same reason I was talking about Philip Lindsay a couple years ago. I know they're playing weaker competition, but with what he's done there, I think he's solid. Wide receiver, I still have Jalen Reagor up there. I know he hasn't done anything at TCU this year, but I remember I watched him live last year at that Ohio State Buckeyes game. You go back and look at his stats last year, you can't teach speed, and he is probably going to be the fastest guy coming out this year, right there with Henry Ruggs, who's another wide receiver not on this list. So you guys already touched Lamb and Judy. I'm going to go that route. I think those two are guys you can get at the back end of the first round, maybe early second in rookie drafts next year, that are going to be studs in the NFL. Landing spot's going to be key for them because of their speed, but they both have good hands. Jalen Reagor, I think, is just because he's playing on a team with a absolutely shitty quarterback and can't do anything.
Is Jalen Reagor the next Tyreek Hill?
Maybe. Like I said, for me...
Same body type, kind of.
They do have the same body type, but one thing I'll say is I don't think Reagor is a...
Woman beater?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, he's definitely not that. No, I was going to say, I'm trying to think of what the word is that you would talk about Tyreek Hill. He's like a one-tool player, if you were to go baseball-wise. Like, all he has is that speed. Jalen Reagor can do everything. Like, Jalen Reagor is one of those guys that can make people miss. He's not going to run you over because of his small
frame. Make people miss.
He can, but what do you watch Tyreek Hill do most of the time? It's those fucking just run straight down the field, let Patrick Mahomes hit
and throw it over the mountain.
True, but my whole point is, so if Jalen Reagor were to end up on the Chicago Bears, Mitch Trubisky's not throwing it over the mountains like Uncle Rico is my point. Right. But what you can do with Jalen Reagor is he is very good at running slant routes, hook routes, curl routes, where I don't know if Tyreek Hill can do that. Maybe it's because we haven't seen him do it, but I don't know if he can. Need to. Okay, but yeah, that's my point.
I think he could.
But that's what Jalen Reagor has proven in college that he can do that. So I think his route tree is more expanded than what we saw out of Tyreek Hill.
So can you elaborate a little bit on Dobbins' sophomore year? You saw my note on that.
So
his
for me,
average went down 2.5 yards per carry his sophomore year.
Because he was splitting everything with Mike Weber.
Okay.
So if you were to just say look at the stats, go back and look at what Dobbins did his freshman year.
Yeah, I didn't look to a game by game basis.
If you were to look at what he did his freshman year, he's doing even better now this year than what he did his freshman year. But his freshman year, Mike Weber got hurt, and it was all Dobbins all the time. Then that other year, you had Dwayne Haskins, who was also throwing the ball like 40 times a game.
That's true.
And he, in my opinion, should have won the Heisman last year, but that's a discussion for another time. But Dobbins was splitting almost everything with Mike Weber. And what would happen is when Mike Weber started getting hot, Dobbins rode the bench. And it was just Mike Weber going forward. So that was – a lot of people got down on Dobbins this year because
of
that.
Pass the ball more, run the ball less.
Yes, and Mike Weber's not a bad pass catcher either. I thought he'd be good coming over to – the Cowboys took him. I thought he'd be all right. They really split a lot of time last year. So I think that's what hurt his stock a lot coming into this year, which sucks because, as you just noticed, people like Dan are now getting high on him. Chances are he's not going to fall as far in our draft as I hoped he would to possibly try and snag him.
I mean, you could probably get him at 6 or 7.
Yeah, but I won't. Well, maybe I'll have a 6 or 7.
I might
we'll see.
I might have 6 and 7.
I'm always in the 6 or 7.
I might be looking to trade with you.
So we didn't mention Harris out of Alabama. What do y'all think about him? Big boy at 230. 6'2", 230.
Harris, he's not. One thing I'll say about Harris is I'm just not – it's a bad, bad comparison because he is 10 times more talented, but I view him as Kalen Ballage. He's got all the talent in the world. He just doesn't do anything with it. He's faster than Henry, can catch better than Henry.
He almost makes me think of like Jacobs though at Alabama, but just like 15 pounds heavier.
So one thing I'll say is like Harris was like a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. The number one running back prospect coming out of high school in all of football coming out of high school. He hasn't done enough. Maybe that's because Tua throws a ball more. I could be dead wrong on Harris. I just haven't seen enough at him. And that the Alabama offensive line has been beat up, too.
True. Let's. I know we were talking about running backs and receivers. There are going to be no tight ends coming out.
Yeah.
I looked at the tight end projections, and there was like 4.
So there's one.
It's not cute. Is it a Missouri kid?
No.
Oh, you kid.
Vanderbilt kid.
No. Nobody's going to – well, see, I don't want to say anything now because
– I'm not looking at tight ends.
Well, I'm not going to draft him.
I didn't put it on my list because there's nobody we're talking about.
There's one guy. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL last weekend. Jacob Breeland out of Oregon.
Okay.
He's phenomenal.
I heard about it.
But he tore his ACL, so he's out. He's
oh,
not
shit.
Good. Yeah, but he was, in my opinion, he was the top one coming out. There's another guy, but I cannot for the life of me remember what his name is. You had the kid from OU as well, who I know a lot of people are high on. I can't remember what his name is. He's got a weird Calcaterra, I think is what it is, or Calcaterra.
Yeah.
He's pretty high as well. There's another guy, and if I could remember his name, I'd bring it up, but I can't remember. Let's see here. What else do we want to do before we cut off of this one? We can save the Hall of Fame debate for another time. We'll do Elliot. What you wanted to do this marry, kill, fuck thing? Talk about that and give us your 3 wide receivers.
Yeah, you got to marry one, you got to kill one, you got to fuck one. I wanted to go Brandon Cooks out of the Rams, all receivers obviously. Juju out of the Steelers and Beckham out of the Browns. They're all kind of really. I mean, they're all obviously having a down year for their reasons, but. Going forward, who would you want to marry? Who would you want to kill? Who would you want to fuck going forward? I picked Cooks for me to marry. I think McVay will ultimately turn the whole thing around and make it work. I really – I mean, I traded Gurley away in multiple leagues dynasty-wise this year because I didn't think Gurley was going to be the same. So I was higher on Goff, which has been kind of a false read by me, but I thought Cooks would read off Goff having a better year. So I thought Cooks would be the same. I still think that will happen going forward. We're still, a little over half of the season left.
Yeah.
Juju, I did the kill. I think he obviously needs a better than a third-string quarterback going forward. Either Big Ben or Rudolph or somebody to lead the way. This third guy string, Hodges, Dodges, whatever his name is not the answer for Juju for fantasy perspective. Beckham, I don't know what happens with the Browns going forward. It looks like Landry is leading the way most of the way. It looks like it's Landry and Chubb leading their offense going forward. So I did, but Beckham is the fuck here because I think he'll probably have a couple games where he blows up like he normally does, but I just don't think it's going to happen from a game-to-game consistency. That's why I chose Cooks here.
What about you, Dan?
Apologize, I was in the restroom. So you said you would marry
Cooks, kill Juju, and fuck Beckham.
Okay. So I would marry Michael Thomas. he's unstoppable. I would marry Michael Thomas. I would kill Juju. I'm with you on that one. Actually, you know what? I would kill Sterling Shepard. I was super high on Shepard this year on my team, and the concussion bug hit him hard. I don't even know when he's going to come back. They said next week's in doubt, too. But I was really high on him. You know, Odell's gone, and you got Golden Tate on the other side. I really thought he was going to have a huge year this year. He's a solid slot receiver, and he hasn't done much for me. Who would I fuck here? This is disgusting.
Well, you're only supposed to pick out of the three, so
you kind of turn over the
horse three.
Yeah, you got to pick out of Cooks, Juju, and Beckham.
Well, then I guess I'm fucking Brandon Cooks, and then I'm marrying Odell.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I mean, I know he hasn't really done much, but he's actually been pretty humble so far this year, and eventually they're going to get it turned around, whether or not this year, but eventually there's no way you don't get that turned around. You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you get rid of Freddie Kitchens and bring in Lincoln Riley or something like that.
That would be interesting. That would really be interesting.
Right?
Nah, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but.
And then they draft a couple of OU players?
Why not Urban Meyer?
God, do not do that. I already had to deal with that at Ohio State. Don't put that on the ground.
He plays it off like he doesn't like it, but
I do not. So no, because then Baker Mayfield is going to be running the ball 30 times a fucking game, and the dude can't outrun me on a walker, dude. Fuck that shit.
30 carries for 90 yards and 45 first downs.
If I had to do it, I'm marrying Odell. I mean, he's the fucking best wide receiver out of these three to begin with, and I think the Browns are going to turn it around. I like what you said. He has been extremely humble. I think he gets kind of a bad rap. I mean, everything he does off the field for certain people, I think all that shit in New York kind of ruined it. I think Baker is going to be better than Eli. That he just has not had a good year at all. I'd probably kill Brandon Cooks just because I think there's too many good wide receivers there. I think Cooks is going to have good games, but not that many. And then Juju, I mean, I probably just fuck Juju because he's fun, man. Whatever. I go have some fun with Juju. Fun with Juju. Watch him have a couple good games, you know. Yeah, I mean, Odell, I get my season tickets out of it and all that stuff with the Browns. So, yeah, you know, just, you know, play into it a little bit more. All right, so outside of that, are we good with everything? We're about at 2 hours, so can wrap it up. Dan, you think you got a chance to win the championship this year?
Nope, I'll get third again.
Third?
Next
Elliot,
phase, bro.
How many more years before you think you win another championship?
Two.
I need some magic to happen for next year and then hit the draft next year. I can be back next year.
Next year.
2020.
2020
first rounders.
All right.
That's cute.
I mean, yeah, so did Kevin. We saw where Kevin went. I'm not saying you draft as bad as Kevin, but just saying. You got three first rounders. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and check back on if you're in the Pigskin League, what we say about all the Pigskin teams as well.
Prepare for glory!
I don't know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I came like the wrong line already.
And he's hit the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Throw it up above his head. Thank you.